Hi, good people. Welcome back. Welcome to Ish to Say. My name's Missy, and I've got some shit to say. When it comes to what's going on in the world, I really don't have much to say. Other than I'm kind of glad that Cardi B and Offset are separating. Everyone deserves happiness. No one deserves to be miserable in their relationship, and it's best for the children to see their parents happy. A child cannot be happy unless their parents are happy, and they need to set they need to set the pattern of good behavior. Or their ideal behavior, what they want their children to emulate in their lives. So if you're with, and I've experienced this, if you're with someone and the relationship is just always toxic, always negative, felt like I had to walk on eggshells, that wasn't healthy, especially with the fact that I had a kid. When I was going through it, I had a child. And yeah, separating is probably the best thing. Forget them thinking about the kids. It's probably the best thing for the children. What I want to talk about this week is SAD, S-A-D. Something that affects a lot of us every winter. SAD, SAD, stands for seasonal affective disorder. And it is a type of depression. And like I said, it happens during certain times of the year, usually happens during fall or winter time when the days are shorter and less daylight comes in to our world. So the reason why people think this occurs is because it may trigger a chemical change in the brain that leads to the symptoms of depression. Who is at risk for SAD? SAD usually starts during adulthood. Children don't usually feel it, don't usually experience it. I didn't experience the shorter days being depressing until I was an adult. And the risk of SAD increases with age. It's very rare for someone under the age of 20 to have seasonal affective disorder. And women are more often affected than men. So about in the United States, about 5%. Some studies say 5%, some studies say 10 to 20% of adults experience seasonal affective disorder in the United States. It tends to start at young adulthood. Again, like I said, seasonal affective disorder affects more people who have been assigned as female at birth than people that have been assigned as male at birth. But researchers do not know why. A person could be at a higher risk if they have another mood disorder, such as major depression or bipolar disorder. If they have relatives with seasonal affective disorder or other forms of depression and mental health conditions, such as that bipolar disorder or schizophrenia. If they live in latitudes far north or far south from the equator, the reason why is there's less sunlight during the winter in these latitudes. If they live in regions that are cloudy, so when you're in a cloudy region, you're not going to be receiving that sunlight, that's a risk as well. What causes seasonal affective disorder? researchers don't know exactly what causes seasonal depression disorder. But there are a number of theories out there. One theory revolves around a biological clock change. When there's less sunlight, your biological clock shifts. This internal clock regulates your mood, sleep, and hormones. So when this clock shifts, you are out of step with the daily routine, your daily schedule that you're used to, and you just can't adjust to the changes in the daylight length. Another theory revolves around a possible brain chemical imbalance. Brain chemicals called neurotransmitters send communications between nerves. And included in these chemicals is a hormone called serotonin. Serotonin contributes to the feeling of happiness. If you're at risk for seasonal affective disorder, you may already have less serotonin in your body and there's less serotonin activity. Since sunlight helps regulate serotonin, a lack of sunlight in the winter can make that particular situation worse. Serotonin levels can fall further, leading to depression. Another theory revolves around a possible vitamin D deficiency. Your serotonin level also gets a boost from vitamin D. Since sunlight helps produce vitamin D, less sun in the winter can lead to a vitamin D deficiency. That change can affect your serotonin level and your mood. Another theory revolves around a boost in melatonin. Melatonin is a chemical that affects your sleep patterns and mood. The lack of sun may stimulate an overproduction of melatonin in some people. These people will feel sluggish and sleepy during the wintertime. The body naturally makes more melatonin when it's dark. So when the days are shorter and darker, more melatonin is made. What are some symptoms of seasonal affective disorder? I'm glad you asked. Some of them are increased sleep and daytime drowsiness, a loss of interest in pleasure and activities that one formerly enjoyed, social withdrawal and an increased sensitivity to rejection, irritability and anxiety, feelings of guilt and hopelessness, fatigue or a low energy level, decreased sex drive, decreased ability to focus or concentrate, trouble thinking clearly, increased appetite, especially for sweets and carbohydrates, weight gain, and physical problems such as headaches. And these symptoms tend to come back and then improve about the same at around the same times every year. The symptoms of seasonal affective disorder may look like other mental health conditions. Always seek a health provider for a diagnosis. If you are experiencing symptoms of seasonal affective disorder, you should not try to diagnose yourself. Look, I think that I'm a doctor because I've watched every episode of Grey's Anatomy. But I know I'm not. Just because we research something and find symptoms similar to what we found online doesn't mean we can go around and play doctor. You have to go to a health provider for a thorough evaluation. A person may have another reason for their depression. Many times, seasonal affective disorders part of a more complex health condition. Depression also often happens with other conditions such as heart disease or cancer. It may also happen with other disorders such as substance abuse disorder or anxiety. For these reasons, early diagnosis and treatment is key to recovery. A diagnosis of seasonal affective disorder may be made after a careful mental health exam and medical history done by a psychiatrist or another mental health professional. There is no blood test or a scan that can be used to diagnose seasonal depression. Still, your doctor may recommend testing to rule out other conditions that cause similar symptoms, including testing your thyroid to make sure that it's functioning properly. So your provider may diagnose you with seasonal affective disorder if you have symptoms of major depression, depressive episodes that occur during specific seasons for at least 2 consecutive years, or depressive episodes happening more frequently during a specific season than during the rest of the year. Now, how is seasonal affective disorder treated? The treatments for winter depression and summer depression often differ, and they can include any or a combination of the following I'm about to go over. Psychotherapy. Cognitive behavioral or interpersonal therapy helps change the distorted views you may have of yourself and the environment around you. It can help you improve interpersonal relationship skills and identifying things that cause you stress as well as how to manage them. Research has shown it effectively treats seasonal affective disorder, produces the longest lasting effects of any treatment approach. Antidepressants can be used. These prescription medicines can help correct the chemical imbalance that may lead to seasonal affective disorder. Vitamin D can be used. A vitamin D supplement may help improve one's symptoms, and they should talk to a provider, health provider, before starting the supplement. Exposure to sunlight. Spending time outside or near a window can help relieve symptoms. Light therapy. If increasing sunlight is not possible, exposure to a special light for a specific amount of time each day may help. Bright light therapy using a special light can help treat seasonal affective disorder. And let's talk a little bit about this light therapy. Light therapy is also called phototherapy. In order to use it, you purchase a special lamp. It has white fluorescent light tubes covered with a plastic screen to block ultraviolet rays. The light that comes from this lamp is about 20 times brighter than regular indoor light. It's a lot of light. The intensity of light emitted should be 10,000 lux. To use phototherapy or light therapy, do not look directly into the light if you value your eyes. Your exposure to the light should be indirect. Place the lamp about 2 or 3 feet away from you while you read, eat, work, or do other activities. The time of day you use light therapy may impact how effective it is. Morning light therapy seems to work best. Using light therapy later in the day may cause insomnia. Many health professionals recommend the 10,000 lux for 15 to 30 minutes every morning. People who use a lamp for seasonal affective disorder often see results within 2 to 4 days. It may take about 2 weeks to reach its full benefit. Health providers often recommend using light therapy throughout the entire winter. Seasonal affective disorder symptoms can return quickly after stopping light therapy. Continuing to use the therapy can help you feel your best throughout the entire season. Light therapy is typically safe and well tolerated. However, there are some people who may need to avoid light therapy. If you have diabetes or a retina condition, there's a potential risk of damaging the retina, which is the light-sensitive layer of tissue in the back of your eyeball. If you're taking certain medications, certain antibiotics and anti-inflammatories can make you more sensitive to sunlight. Light therapy can then cause harm. If you have bipolar disorder, bright light therapy and antidepressants can trigger hypomania or mania, uncontrolled boosts in mood and energy level. If someone has bipolar disorder, they may need to talk to their healthcare provider before starting light therapy. There are side effects of light therapy that you could experience. You could experience eye strain, fatigue, headaches, insomnia, or irritability. If you're thinking about using light therapy, do not use tanning beds to treat seasonal affective disorder. Tanning beds do generate enough light, but they can cause other harm. They produce a high amount of ultraviolet rays that can hurt your skin and eyes. So if someone is experiencing any type of depression, whether it's seasonal affective disorder or major depression in regards to something else, there are a number of things that they can do to help relieve symptoms. First one is stop it. Get help. Seriously. If a person thinks they may be depressed, they should see a health provider as soon as possible. Set realistic goals in the light of depression. Do not take on too much. Break large tasks into smaller ones. Set priorities and do what you can as you can. Remember that word that people think is naughty. No. Saying no when you need to say no is amazing and very beneficial for yourself. Try to be with other people and confide in someone. Usually better than going alone and being secretive. I am a type of person that I like to do things by myself. And that's not always healthy. It is hard to ask for help, but sometimes it's needed. Do things that make you feel better. Going to a movie, gardening, or taking part in religious, social, or other activities can help. Doing something nice for someone can also help you feel better. That is one of the things that has given me the most joy, when I can do something for someone and I genuinely help them out. That is a great source of joy. Get regular exercise. Expect your mood to get better slowly, not right away. Feeling better does take time. Eat healthy, well-balanced meals. Stay away from alcohol and drugs. These can make depression worse. Delay big decisions until the depression has been lifted. Before deciding on making a significant transition, such as changing jobs, getting married or divorced, discuss it with other people who know you well and have a more objective view of your situation. Remember, people rarely, quote unquote, snap out of a depression, but they can feel a little better day by day. Try to be patient and focus on the positives. This may help replace the negative thinking that is a part of your depression. The negative thoughts will disappear as soon as your depression responds to treatment. Medications called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, can treat seasonal affective disorder. They improve your mood by regulating serotonin levels in your body. A few examples of these are Prozac, Lexapro, Paxil, Zoloft, and Celexa. I'm not going to try and read the generic name for these medications because I will fuck the word up, honestly. The only one I know is the generic name for a Prozac, which is fluoxetine. I only know that because that little pill is my best friend. So what's the prognosis of seasonal affective disorder? If a person has seasonal affective disorder, the outlook is positive. Treatments are available, as I discussed. People who get the right diagnosis and combination of treatments can find relief from symptoms. One should talk to their healthcare provider to figure out what treatment works best for them. People who are prone to seasonal affective disorder can get it every year, but they have to take steps to prevent or lessen the symptoms. So that's the basics of seasonal affective disorder. I really wanted to go over this topic because it's that time of year. In the Northern Hemisphere, we're coming up on the shortest day of the year, the day that gives us the least amount of sunlight. So it's relevant now. And I know I'm not the only one that is experiencing the difference in the moods now that winter is here. So I just wanted to go over this and maybe provide some information that could be beneficial to someone. So you can find me on Instagram and on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Missy Smiles. That's MISSEY underscore smiles with an S. You can also reach me via email at askmissyish@gmail.com. Send me thoughts, ideas, questions, comments, whatever. And remember, love yourselves most importantly, then love each other and love our planet. Take care of her. She's the only one we have. Don't forget, love one another. Do good by each other. Until next time.